John's gospel describes Jesus as the light of the world. John the Baptist is presented as a witness to Jesus, one who directs attention away from himself to Christ, the true light. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is a testimony given by John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" he confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then are you, Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you have to say about yourself? He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent by the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and he declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who was, and who is yet to come, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you have to say about yourself? Who are you? Two pretty standard questions. Questions that you and I use quite frequently throughout our days, in some form or fashion. As we get to know and meet new people, we inquire about them. Who are you? What do you do? What's your name? Tell us a little bit about yourself. It's the question that is used to learn about another. And this is the question that is used in our gospel lesson this morning. The lesson as we learn about John. Now, one thing I think it's important to name off the bat here in John's gospel is that John, the one we know as John the Baptist, is not identified as John the Baptist, but rather he is John, the one who claims to be the voice, the one who does baptize, but is identified as John. And so John's out in the wilderness doing these things, proclaiming these things, and the religious leaders of the time want to know what is going on. So they come and ask the question, "Who are you? Who are you?" And John answers in three very distinct and I would say ambiguous ways. Ambiguous because he doesn't really answer the question I imagine they want him to answer. So first, the first question is, "Who are you?" And he confessed, did not deny it, "I am not the Messiah." So right off the bat, John states, "I am not the Messiah." Well, who are you then? Are you Elijah? No. Are you a prophet? No, I am not. Who are you? John identifies with who he is not to describe who he is. And as I think about myself and my own calling, just thinking about my specific calling as pastor, this week I thought about who I am not. Like John, I am not the Messiah. I am not the one that will save the world. That is not me. That is not who God created me to be, thank goodness. It is not who I am. I am not a pastor that is going to fill the pews with butts and the offering plates with bucks. I am not a pastor that is going to miraculously draw in all the young people, all the people with families. I am not a pastor that is going to make this church grow leaps and bounds with coffers overfilling. That is not who I am. Next, John, when quizzed again of who you are, because these Levites and Jews want to know who has sent him, says, I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Quoting that scripture we heard last week. So for me, I thought again this week, who or what is the passage that I would point to that describes my work of what I do? And one that comes to mind quite frequently comes from 1 Kings 3. This is after Solomon has been, after his dad, King David, has died and he has been named king. He is offering a sacrifice to the Lord and God visits him. And in his dialogue, he says this, and your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous that they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil, for who can govern this your great people? This passage speaks to me because I know that I'm not here by my own doing, but by God, by God's calling, and it is only through God that I am able to go through this calling. Especially in this time of turmoil, this time in our nation where there's so much chaos at the forefront of our news media, the news feeds, in our own relationships, there's so much tension. Whether it be the seasonal tension of the busy Christmas season, or rather it continues to be the backlash of what we've experienced from a rough political climate. And that's tough to do, to navigate that. My guess is we're probably split about 50-50 of those who resonate as Republican and those Democrat. Not that those titles matter, but that's about our makeup of this congregation. And so how does one lead in the midst of that? It can coexist. It has coexisted. But today, as we see throughout our world, it is very challenging to coexist in that. And so I seek God's wisdom in that guidance. Thirdly, when asked about why he's baptizing, John answers and owns up to what he is doing. He says, I do baptize with water, but I have limitations. The one who comes among you stands, you do not know. He is coming after me. I am unworthy to untie his thong. For me, I am the one who gets the privilege to stand here and proclaim. But it is not my word that I proclaim. It is God's word. It is the good news of Jesus, not the good news of Josh. I have the opportunity to preside in the meal, to name the true presence of Christ's body and blood in the bread and the wine. The presence of Christ that we all partake in with all the saints of every time and of every age, with every believer. It's the meal where we experience the true presence of Christ. I get the opportunity to lead, to preside over baptisms, to hold this innocent life, to be with someone claiming their faith for the first time and to sprinkle water over their head, naming that they are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. All work done in and through God. Work that is made possible through the power of the Holy Spirit. So while this passage this morning seems to be about John, in John's gospel, it has absolutely nothing to do with John. John, in every portrayal in our passage today, is pointing away from himself and is pointing towards Jesus. He is pointing towards the light, the one who is amongst us, the one who is coming, the one who baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. And it's in that Holy Spirit that you and I have been baptized. It's the one Spirit that calls us to be witnesses, just as John the Baptist has. It calls us to testify to the presence of the Lord amongst us. As a passage from Isaiah opened this morning, it speaks to each and every one of us, each of our callings, each of the command God has given us. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, is upon us, because the Lord has anointed us. God has sent us to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. This is the Spirit that is upon you and me, the Spirit that Christ has blessed each and every one of us with, the Spirit, the calling, the witnessing, to God present in our own lives. Jesus is the light amongst us. Jesus is the one we gather, the one we point to, the one in whom we rejoice, in whom we pray, in whom we give thanks to. Jesus is that one. Because God has done all for us, for you, for me, for all of humanity, in his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.